Prince Hall, from 1735 through 1738. He was born between those years. His actual place of birth, along with his true birthday, is not clear. Prince Hall was a free African American man who could read and write, but as far as how or who taught him, it is unknown. Alicia read over Machen Soter. Oh, a mysterious forefather, Lola teased. He's definitely not going to be well known with chunks of his life missing like that. Doesn't mean he shouldn't be recognized, Kevin insisted. Alicia brought her brown eyes back to the book. He was married a few times, but no occasional background recorded. He was employed for a lot of jobs, but perhaps the most important one was as a leather worker. He actually owned his own store that dealt with leather. Oh, look, Mason, your name is in here. Freemasonry. It was a very high established society, and its core was the beliefs in liberty, equality, and peace, Mason corrected.